Joining me right now, I got an amazing veteran right now in the spotlight right now. I got Sean Donovan. He's been a veteran here in Canada for 17 years. Good day. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell me a little more about your story, how it started. 17 years in the business, eh?
As a soldier.
Now you're a veteran.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I started in the early 90s, just right out of high school. Wanted to do something different. Didn't want to be a farmer. And I wanted more with so I wanted to give a little bit back what Canada gave me. So my grandfather, a lot of my friends and their families have went into the military, and I just wanted to follow suit.
Sean, tell me a little more about the organization you're affiliated with here, Aboriginal Veteran Society of Alberta. Tell me, what does it mean to you being part of the association here?
Being a part of the Aboriginal Veteran Society, just to go off first, I started back in 2012 when I was here in Alberta. I was just getting out of the Army. I met some veterans at the base, and they said, okay, well, we have an Aboriginal Veteran Society. You're already part of the Native community. Would you like to join us? So I joined them. Went up, worked my way through the ranks of them, and now I'm the vice president. What we do is we help a lot of other veterans that need help to getting off the streets, getting homes, getting help, financial needs, anything that they have to do with Veterans Affairs itself. We have officers, such as myself, that can help you do their paperwork and get them what they need after their service or even while they're in service.
Elaborate a little more about the services, because you're in the spotlight. Thank you so much for your service here, not just in Alberta, across the nation, around the world. We are celebrating today Aboriginal Veterans Day. You know,
yes.
It's such an impact here. I want to know, what does it mean to you being Indigenous, being a veteran, giving to your Canada, giving back to Canada?
Giving back to Canada means a lot to me. Like, as I said before, we have a beautiful country, and we've had so many other people step up, and now that torch has been passed from them to us, and to be part of that community, it's great. I mean, there's a lot of things that are bad because of differences and stuff like that, especially like cultural differences, but with the Aboriginal Veterans Society, we try to get into those cultural differences, and then we show ourselves. We go to powwows, we go to Métis gatherings, we go to Inuit ceremonies, and we show ourselves around the city all the time. So whenever there's something that comes up, someone gives us a call and say, hey, I would love to have the veterans like bring in the flags or just stand and be proud, just to show the people that they're not alone, and we're always there for them and with them.
Tell me a little more. Take me way back, Sean, a little more about your story. So you became a soldier.
Yes.
Now you're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most fulfilling part about being a young soldier? Take me back. I want to know a little bit about it.
Being a young soldier is like a sense of belonging and sense of being. I've always thought that I wanted to be a protector. So not just of my community and stuff like that, but for Canada worldwide. I was overseas a few times. I went to Croatia, Bosnia, Afghanistan a couple of times. And if I wasn't training, I was being trained, as in many of the things that the Army gives you. Being part of that community and being a part of being an Aboriginal vet as well, it feels really good. Like you just get a sense of nostalgia that okay. And it's also like you're like a role model. The kids love it. They see this and they say, okay, well, how can we do this? What we have with the Canadian military is called the Bold Eagle program. There's also one in Saskatchewan and also one in BC. Kids from a certain age, from 15 and up to 17, can go and work at Camp Wainwright for 3 weeks, learning everything about the military and what they do. And then on top of that, they actually even get paid. So they even actually make a paycheck and stuff like that. So they get a sense of the culture. They also get the sense of being with the military. And then they have the best of both worlds. And then they have that choice. Do I want to become full-time or do I want to do reserves or whatever else? It's just another avenue of approach that they can actually do.
Thank you again so much for taking the time out of your schedule to chat with us here with the radio station. For more information, where can our audience connect with you? Where can they, if you need any volunteers?
We have a website. We're also on Facebook. I don't think we're on Instagram or anything else like that, but just look for the Aboriginal Veterans Society of Alberta.